לעילוי נשמת אסטלה אסתר בת רבקה, עליה שלום, וגם לעילוי נשמת אבנר בן בחמל, וגם לעילוי נשמת לדיסיה בת יקות, ולעילוי נשמת ישראל בן רחל. We're up to פרק תשיעי of ספר התניא. So, 10-15 minutes, let's try to learn פרק תשיעי. We're coming closer to the prakim where the Baal HaTanya is going to go back full circle to answer the questions that he, if you remember in Perek Aleph, all the questions that he had. Not yet, that's going to be in Perek Yud Aleph, Yud Bet, but we're almost building up all the information that is necessary. V'hine mekom mishka nefesh ha-bahamit shemiklipat noga b'chol ish Yisrael hu balev בחלל שמאלי שהוא מלא דם. פרק ט', פייג' ק'ע'. As we learned till now, one of the things that we learned is that we have two nefashot. We have nefesh ha-bahamit and nefesh ha-elakit. The nefesh ha-bahamit of Yisrael comes from klipat noga. Remember the neutral klipa, we'll call it. Klipat noga. We spoke about this. Now, the Mishkan, the dwelling place of the Nefesh HaBahamit, where does it reside? Where does it stay in the body? Balev, it's in the heart, in the left halal, the left ventricle of the heart, the left side of the heart, which is filled with dam, with blood. Uchtiv, ki adam hu anafesh, as the Pasuk says, that in the dam, that's where the nefesh is. We'll explain it a little bit more soon. Velachen, kol ha-ta'avot ve-hit-pa'arut ve-cha'as ve-domehen. From this nefesh ha-ba'amit, which is on the left side of the heart, which is filled with dam, that's where the source of all the ta'avot, all the desires, ve-hit-pa'arut, the sense of wanting glory and kavod, and to be higher than everyone. The ka'as, the urge to lose one's temper and to be angry. The domehen, and all similar bad midot. Hen balev, they come from the heart. Ta'ava, where does it come from? Comes from the heart. Hit pa'arut, ma mitnapeach, his heart. Ka'as, from the heart. Umehalev hen mitpashtot bechol aguf. Now, from the heart, all these midot spread into all the body, which means, let's take just for example, a little example of what he's saying. Ka'as. So the ka'as begins in the heart, but it spreads to the hand because of his anger. He goes like this, or he has certain movements, or he wanted chas v'shalom to hit, or whatever it may be. I'm just giving an example how from the lev, it mitpashet to the rest of the body. Ta'avot as well. As we understand. V'gam ole lamoach shebarosh. And then it also goes to the brain, which is in the head. Lehashev uleharhel bahem. Uleitchakem bahem. Now he's beginning to think of new ways how to get his ta'avot, how to apply his ka'as. How could he do this to me? How could this happen? And Mimela, now he's thinking all day long. Yeah, and to be litchakem bahem, to plot, to devise all kinds of plans, kemo shehadam mekoro balev, just like the blood starts out in the heart, umehalev mitpashet lechol ha'evarim, and it goes, it flows to all the body, vegam olele amoach shebarosh, and it also the blood needs to flow also to the brain. So, that's physically speaking. Spiritually talking, the nefesh ha-ba'amit, with its ta'avot, with its ke'asim, with all the problems that it has, is also, if a person is not working on it, it's mitpashet lechol ha-evarim, and even mitpashet la-moach.
It can be also for something good.
We're going to say, absolutely. But right now, he's explaining the nefesh ha-ba'amit ve-ha-ra'ot sheba. Now, that's the nefesh ha-ba'amit. What about the nefesh ha-elakit? Where is that? אך מקום משכן נפש האלוקית הוא במוחין שבראש. The משכן, the dwelling place of the נפש האלוקית is in the moach of the head. Umisham mitpashetet lechol ha'evarim. And from there, it comes down, if a person develops it, lechol ha'evarim, with which he gives the tzedakah, he does the mitzvot, he speaks the words of the Torah. And it's mitpashet also to where? Vegam balev, the nefesh ha'elakit is mitpashet to the heart. Where in the heart? Behalal hayemani, she'en bodam. In the right ventricle, the right side of the heart. Now, the Baal HaTanya says, she'en bodam, that doesn't have blood. Ze lo kipshuto. What do you mean doesn't have blood? Of course it has blood. The whole heart has blood. But there's a big difference between the right side and the left side. What's the difference? In the right side of the heart, there is blood, but it's not oxygenated blood. It doesn't have the oxygen. Ze odlo yicholatet avir. It needs to get the oxygen. How does it get the oxygen? It goes to the lungs. The blood from the right side goes to the lung. The lungs bring in the air. It infuses the blood with the air. Now, with oxygen, now it goes to the left. So now it's an, and then, of course, around and around. Nachon? Zeu. I have to make sure I know a little bit. And now it's able to flow. And then, after a while, again, and this system happens again and again. The blood gets tired after it takes the whole traveling. So now it comes back to the left. Oh, ani. Now it needs again to reinvigorate itself with new oxygen, goes to the right. So the difference between mamash, and this happens all the time. Kol achayim. Now, so the difference between the right side and the left side is that the dam of the left side is dam which is nefesh. Ki nefesh also has to do with avir, linshof, right? Nefesh, linafesh, is with avir. So the dam of the nefesh is on the left side. That's the dam that is able to be mitpashet bechol ha'evarim and to give life. You cannot go to all the evarim without the oxygen. You need to transport the oxygen to the entire body via the blood. So that's why he's calling it belo dam. Lo she'en dam, aval en dam nefesh. Dam nefesh ze lo batzad ha'yemani. Okay, so where the nefesh ha'elakit, mishkana b'moach shebarosh, mitpashetet ba'evarim, and is mitpashet to the chalal ha'yemani. U'kmo shekatuv, lev chacham limino. Now, what is that? Vehi ahavat Hashem, kerishpe shalhevet mitlahevet, belev maskilim hamevinim umitbonenim bedatam asher bemocham. How do we bring the nefesh ha'elakit to all the evarim and to the lev, the chalal ha'imani? With ahavat Hashem. Just like we said, the blood goes all over. So now, and we said before also, by the nefesh ha'bahamit lehavdil, by the nefesh ha'bahamit, all the ta'avot is mitpashet la'evarim and to the moach. What we do with the nefesh ha'ilakit is also mitpashet. What is it? What is the first reaction? What is the main course of the nefesh ha'ilakit? Ahavat Hashem. To be excited about HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the person thinks in his mochin shebarosh, when he thinks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and any thought, asher b'mocham bidvarim ha'me'orerim et ha'ahava. Any thought that can bring, for example, what you just mentioned before, Marabu Ma'asecha Hashem, we learn about how our body functions. This is a type of thought that is me'orer ahavat Hashem belibenu. Oh, mamash, toda rabah Hashem. And we have a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to come closer to Him. V'chen simchat levav betif'eret Hashem v'hadar ge'ono. And the happiness of the heart in the pride of Hashem and His glory. Kasher enei hachacham asher berosho b'moach chochmato binato mistaklim bikara de malka v'tif'eret gedulato ad en cheker. When a person is mitbonen in the glory of Malchut Hashem, Like we read today in the Haftarah again, last pasuk of the Haftarah, Se'u marom enechem ure'u mi bara ele. Look and see who created all of this, right? We read in today's parasha also, ufenti sayenecha hashamayma, and you use it the wrong way, but you see, tisayenecha, a person has to be se'u marom enechem ure'u mi bara ele. Ve'en sovet tachlit kimvoa b'makom acher. וכן שאר המידות שבלב הן מחוכמה, בינה, דעת שבמוחין, all the good מידות, they come and they settle in the לב הימני, לב חכם, למינו. Now, אך הנה כתיב, we have to know, what does it say in the פסוק, רבותיי? We're going to come to something deep now, but very interesting. It says, ולאום מלאום יאמץ. Remember, who does it say this about? רבקה, who was pregnant with יעקב and Esav. So the Navi told her, "Ulom shene goyim bevitnech, ushne leumim mimeayich yiparedu, ulom milom yeematz. One will become stronger, will receive strength from the other. Kol echad yekabel gvura me'asheni." Like the Gemara tells us in Masechet Megillah, the Gemara says, when kshezekam zenofel, Esav becomes great. From what? From the Chulban of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will become great by the Chulban of Esav. That's ul'om mil'om ye'ematz, yikabel ometz. What does this have to do with what we're saying? Ki aguf nikra ir ketana. The body is like a city. It's considered, in the pasuk in Kohelet, it's nimshal, compared to a ir ketana. Ukemo sheshne melachim nilchamim al ir achat. Just like you have two kings fighting for one city. Each one wants to conquer it and to rule over it. Dahainu, what does it mean to rule over it? Lehanhig yoshveha kirtzono. He wants that the people who live in the city will behave according to his will. And they will obey everything that he says, anything that he decrees. Same thing, Rabotai, this Ir Ketana, this body, we have two Melachim that are fighting. You want to call them Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov, the Nefesh HaElakit, and Esav, the Nefesh HaBamit, they're fighting over the heart. Ze mitzad ze, veze mitzad ze. One on this side, and one on this side. Kach shete ha-nefashot ha-elakit, ve-achiyunit ha-bamit, shemeha-klipa, Nilhamot zo im zo ala guf v'chol evarav. Each one wants to have rulership over the entire body. The Nefesh HaBamit says, no, I want to be mitpashet to do everything. I want the body to listen to me. And the Nefesh HaElakit says, no, I want my chokhmah to be mitpashet so that it listens to me. Sheha'elakit hefza urtzona shetehehi levada moshelet alav umanhigato. The desire of the Nefesh HaElakit is that what? Is that there should be total dominion over the body and the body should listen absolutely to the Nefesh HaElakit. V'chol ha'evarim yusarim le'mishmata u'betelim etzla legamre u'merkava eleha. Every word here is a mamash. V'chol ha'evarim, that all the evarim should be listening first, sarim le'mishmata, obeying the Nefesh HaElakit, then betelim etzla legamre, and totally nullify, it's a higher level, nullify to the Nefesh HaElakit, now even the higher level, u'merkava eleha. Now it becomes a carrier of the Nefesh HaElakit. Ve'yu levush le'eser bechinotea. Remember, we learned that the Nefesh has 10 bechinot, which are the 10 sefirot, right? So he wants it to be, ve'yu levush le'eser bechinotea. He wants that all the good midot should be what? Levushim, for the 10 sefirot of the Nefesh HaElakit. Ve'gimel levusheh hanal, with the 3 levushim that we mentioned. Remember, what is that? Machshava, dibur, and maaseh. Sheitlapshu kulam be'evare aguf. That the guf should be mitlabesh, bedibur, be'maaseh, u'be'machshava, only with the 10 sefirot hakedoshot that come from the mochin, that are nolad from the mochin hakedoshim. Ve'yaguf kulo male mehem levadam, ve'lo ya'avor zar betocham, and nothing foreign should come in chas v'shalom. Which is, tehainu, tlat mochim shebarosh, yehyu memulaim mechokma bina da'at shebenefesh ha'elokit. The 3 mochin of the head should be filled with chokhmah binadat of Hashem, שהיא חוכמת השם ובינתו להתבונן בגדולתו אשר עד אין חקר ואין סוף, ולהוליד מהם. And what are the products of the three מוחין? על ידי הדעת, through the way of דעת, היראה במוחו, fear of Hashem in his mind, ופחד השם בליבו, the feeling of the awesomeness in the heart, ואהבת השם כאש בוערה בליבו כרשפה שלהבת, להיות נחשפה גם קלטה נפשו בחשיקה חפיצה, לדבקה בה באין סוף ברוך הוא בכל לב ונפש ומאוד. So that the heart will be filled, the moach will be filled with אהבת השם, like a fire, desiring and yearning, to come close only to Hashem with all his heart, with all his nefesh, and with all his belongings. Me'umka deliba shebichalala imani, from the depths of the heart of the right side. Sheyetocho ratzuf ahava male vegadush. Till what point? The nefesh ha'ilakit, it wants to be molech over the entire body. Ad shetitpashet gam lechalala semali. To the point where ahavat Hashem will now come to conquer and to rule over the yetzer hara, the nefesh habahmit, the esav that we have in there. Le'ikafya le'sitra acha. Remember these words, very important, yesod. Le'ikafya le'sitra acha. To be kofe, to conquer, to take under its rulership, the sitra acha, the other side, which is yesod ha'mayim ha'ra'im sheba, shehi ha'ta'ava shemiklipat noga. In other words, in the beginning, b'chalal ha'imani, it's ahavad of Hashem that comes from fire, yesod ha'esh. Then it's mitpashet, even it wants to be mitpashet to the side of what? Of the ta'avot, which means to take the ta'avot and to turn them into ta'anugim for Hashem, a ta'ava for Hashem. That's called yesod ha'mayim ha'ra'im, because as we said, the yesod ha'mayim is the makor for the ta'avot, שבאי התאווה שמקליפת נוגה, לשנותה ולהופכה מתענוגי העולם הזה לאהבת השם. And as we read in today's parasha, כמו שכתוב, ואהבת את השם אלוקיך בכל לבבך. מה זה בכל לבבך? בשני יצריך. בשני יצריך, החלל הימני, ואפילו גם החלל השמאלי. Behainu, should we quickly, let's just very quickly finish the perek. I'll just read. Behainu sheya'ale v'yavo v'yagia l'madregat ahava rabba v'chiba yetera. M'madregat ahava aza k'rishpe esh. To reach an even higher level of ahavat Hashem. V'hi anikret b'katuv ahava b'ta'anugim. Ta'anugim ze ta'avot. Aval la'afoch et ha'ta'anugim, to turn around the ta'anugim to ahavat Hashem. That's the highest level. להתענג על השם מעין עולם הבא, והעונג הוא במוח חוכמה ושכל המתענג בהשכלת השם וידיעתו. For example, we could take a little example. When a person sits to learn Torah, there's a special ta'anug that a person feels when he really throws himself into the learning. ממש נכנס כל כולו, goes into the sugya with all his essence. He begins to feel a ta'anug. In what? Bema ta'anug. A ta'anug in Torah Hashem. That's a form of ta'anug in Ahavat Hashem. Kefi asagat zichlo v'chokhmato. V'hi bechinat ha'mayim v'zera or zaruah shebikdushat nefesh ha'elakit. Ha'meapechet letovet bechinat ha'mayim shebenefesh ha'bamit shemehem ba'u ta'avat ta'anugi olam hazeh mitechila kemo shekatu be'etz chaim sha'arnun perek gimel b'shem ha'zohar shehara nehepach lihiyot tov gamu kemo yetzer tov, that the yetzer hara begins to become like the yetzer ha'tov mamash behasira begadim atzoim imenu, removing the klipot from the nefesh ha'bamit shehem ta'anugi olam hazeh shehu merubash bahem. He just gave the example he was explaining in regards to Yirat Hashem and Ahavat Hashem. But the same thing in regards to all the other midot. Yul Hashem levado. V'chol koach ha'dibur shebapeh. V'hamachashava shebamoach. Yehiyu memulaim min levushe ha'machshava v'hadibur shel nefesh ha'elakit levada shen machshavat Hashem v'torato. All he's interested, when the person who reaches this level, is that he's interested only in thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thinking in the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Liyot sichato kol hayom lo pasik pumeh migirza. All he talks about Hashem, he talks about Torah. Ve'koach ha'ma'asihi shebeyadav u'shar emach evarav. Yihyeh v'ma'aseh ha'mitzvot levad. Everything he does is a mitzvah. She'u levush ha'shlishi shel nefesh ha'elakid. Which means all the three levushim become wrapped up with the nefesh ha'elakid. Ha'ma'asim shelo, ha'diburim shelo, ve'ha'machshavot shelo. That's as far as what the nefesh ha'elakid wants. Ach ha'nefesh ha'ba'amit she'me'aklipa retzona lehefech mamash. Letovat ha'adam. This is done for the tova of the person she'itgaber aleha ve'inatzechena. Kadosh Baruch Hu put us into this matzav in order that every little bit that we are able to be menatzeach, whenever we overcome ourselves, that's a miniature of itkafia. We are able to be conquering the Chalal Asmali and bring it into under the dominion of the Nefesh HaElakit. That is our Hatzlacha in this world. Rabbi Hananah ben Akasha Omer, Tzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot et Yisrael Lefichach, Yirba Laim Torah Mitzvot Sheneemar, Adonai Hafetz Eman Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.